Torah tells us, "Usvartem lechem mimacharas haShabbos, miyom aviyachem es omer hatnufa." The Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, that between the Yontif of Pesach and Shavuos, we count the days in between. In fact, the Ramban calls, this echoes in Chol HaMoed now, the Ramban calls the time period between Pesach and Shavuos is Chol HaMoed. We're counting up because the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. So therefore, that is the mitzvah. So clearly it's a pasuk in the Chumash. So at first glance, it should be a mitzvah in our Torah. So clearly at one point in Jewish history, it was a mitzvah in our Torah. Has it changed bizman hazeh? Is the mitzvah, when we count Sfiras HaOmer, are we fulfilling a mitzvah in our Torah? Are we fulfilling a mitzvah midrabanan? So that's a major machlokas in the Rishonim. The Rambam on one hand says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It retains its biblical character. And Tosis, another Rishonim, assumes that it's no longer biblical. It is only a mitzvah midrabanan. So the question is why? Bishlam, according to the Rambam, it retains its biblical status. But why did the mitzvah change? Lulav, the first day, is biblical even today. Shofar is biblical even today. Why should Sfiras HaOmer be any different? So, seems to be based on a Gemara in Menachos, as a Machlokas Amoraim, what exactly is the mitzvah bizman hazeh? So one opinion is, it's the same exact, what do you actually do? Mani yomei v'shvuah. One opinion says you count days and weeks. And the other opinion says, mani yomei v'lo shvui, zeichu amikdash. So the Gemara calls Sfiras HaOmer a zeichu amikdash. Let's assume it's a form, it's clearly not biblical. Let's call it a mitzvah derabbanan, a rabbinical mitzvah. So the way Rove Rishonim, the way most learned this Gemara, they learned the Gemara saying everyone agrees, both Amoraim agree, that Sfiras HaOmer is been as man hazeh is only a zecher of mikdash, it's only drabanan. The question is, how much of a zecher do you need? Because in general, we have mitzvah, we have a general rule, a mitzvah drabanan ke'ein da'oraisa tikkun. A rabbinical mitzvah is patterned after a biblical mitzvah. So just like you fulfill the biblical mitzvah by counting days and weeks, so too you do the rabbinical mitzvah the same way. And the other thing is, no, all we need is a zecher, we don't want to forget about it. So if you say, what do you do? I'm counting Sfiras HaOmer. You don't have to count it in a full way it was done before, you don't have to count days. So that's the way how the Rove Rishonim learned that Sfiras HaOmer is only Durabanan today, and it's a local issue, how much of a zecher do you need? The Rambam, or we'll see as those, the Rambam will have to learn differently. He'll learn that Gufa de Machloket in the Gemara. The opinion that says you count days and weeks, he holds it's Daraita. And the opinion that says you only count days and not weeks, that's what the Gemara actually writes, Zechu Amikdash. The Rishonim assume Zechu Amikdash, the other Rishonim go on everything. But the simple reading of the Gemara is like the Rambam saying that Zechu Amikdash is only going on the other opinion, and therefore that's the Machlokas in terms of the Gemara. What is the issue at hand? Whether if you hold Sfiras Daraisa, besides the reading Gemara, Pisvara, what's the logic? So on that, the commentators explain. We know there's the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer we still do today. But the Sfarta Chavi Bacharas HaShabbos, Biyom Havi Achem, as Omer Hatu, for the Bisman Shabbat Mikdash Kayom, we brought the carbon Omer. That we're not bringing anymore. We don't have the carbon Omer anymore. So, the question is, what is the relationship between the carbon Omer and the Sfiras HaOmer? With the Pesukim put them together. So, do you assume it's a fundamental connection between the two, that the Sfira is linked to the carbon? Well, they say no. It's an independent, it's coincidental. The only reason they put it close to close proximity is because it's the same time. You start on the second day of Pesach, but not because there's any inherently. So what's the issue? If you assume, for those who hold this Daraisa today, assume there is no link. There's no inherent link between the Karban Omer and the Sefira. Therefore, who cares that we don't have the Karban Omer anymore? The background of the Karban Omer is irrelevant to the mitzvah of Sefira Omer. Sefira is an independent mitzvah, and hence it retains its biblical character. And the other opinion says no. They're linked together. The Sefira is linked to the Karban. Since we don't want to have a Karban Omer, Sefira cannot retain its biblical character. Biblical character, we lower it down to rabbinical mitzvah. That seems to be the issue, whether Sefirat Omer is the right to Drabbanan. So we have the Rambam or others who say Sefirat is the right. So even Bismana that. Tosis and other Rishonim, it's only Drabbanan today. So comes along Rabbeinu Yerucham, also one of the Rishonim, and he wants to say there's a third opinion. Third opinion. What else is there? See, the rice or drabanan. How could you have a third opinion? So, Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, there seems to be, as we'll see, it's going to be a double machlokes. Because up until now, we're assuming both Tosis and the Rambam agree, and others, that basically counting days and weeks are all the same mitzvah. It's not two separate mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yerucham, number one, says no, counting days and counting weeks are two independent. It's a Shiva Shavuot, and perhaps even made a separate bracha on each, but they clearly are two different mitzvahs. So, Bisman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim, you got the mitzvah d'oraisa of counting days, and the mitzvah d'oraisa of counting weeks. But Rabbeinu Yerucham suggests that Bisman HaZeh, counting days, retains its biblical character. Accounting weeks is only drabbanan. Why? Because he says, if you look at the psukim closely, the connection to the Karban Omer, he thinks, is linked to the mitzvah of weeks. But the mitzvah of days is independent. So he has the same svara, but he just says, only weeks are linked to the Karban Omer. Hence, weeks is only drabbanan today. But days retain its biblical character. So we have a third sheet that we have, the Rambam holds that both days and weeks are d'oraisa. We have Tosis, another Rishonim, days and weeks are d'rabbanan. We have Rabbeinu Yerucham, days d'oraisa, weeks d'rabbanan. My nafka mina. So there's an interesting, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Megray Kodesh, wants to point out, with this Rabbeinu Yerucham, we can explain the Shita of the Svardim. I don't mean Nusuk Svar, but the real Svardim out there. How do they count Sefira? So how do we count? So we count today is the third day of the Omer. Today is the third day of the Omer. So there's no difference. Yeah, but let's assume we're on day 10. So they'll say, so how do we count? Today is the 10th day, which is 1 week and 3 days, Wa'omer, Ba'omer, depending on your minute. The Svardim say today is the 10th day, Wa'omer, which is 1 week and 3 days. So they put Wa'omer in between the mitzvah of days and the mitzvah of weeks. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests, what is the reason for this? Because they want to show a distinction between a mitzvah d'oraisa and a mitzvah d'rabbanan. So today's the 10th day, Laomer, end of biblical mitzvah. Now we're moving into weeks, rabbinical mitzvah. And in fact, where else do we find this? We find this concept as well in the Rishonim. The Gemara talks about, the Torah talks about, v'yachalta, Visavata uve rachta. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and then you shall do berkas hamazon. So the Gemara learns out that we know we have four brachas. So the Gemara goes through how each one came along. Moshe Rabbeinu instituted Hazana is not called based on the man. The Nodelacha, giving praise to Eretz Yisrael, that's Yehoshua. David and Shlomo, Bon Nebarachamav, Yishalayim, Ame. And then the fourth bracha is Haruge Beitar, that they were killed during the persecution, and the miracle was that the bodies were lying out a long time and they did not decay. So therefore, we remember the miracle. So, the halacha is that, so the question is, why do we say Boneh Barachamav Yishalayim Amen? A little strange. Usually I say Shahako and Yabizbaro, and you answer Amen. Why am I answering Amen to my own bracha? So to be shown and explained, because the end of the Boneh Barachamav Yishalayim is the end of the third bracha, which is the end of the biblical mitzvah. All agree, Olam HaYechazreinu is only a mitzvah mitzvah. That's why the Gemara makes distinctions. If you're in the middle of work, how much of benching you have to do. So either way, so we see, so again, so they want to show a distinction between the biblical, remember this act of Steve Hetzar Frank says about the Svagam. So that's why they break it up, Wa'omer in between. What happens if you forget to say the word Wa'omer? So really, we paskin anyway, even if you don't say Wa'omer, you yose. Just for the record. But either way, that's the Svarim say Wa'omer in the middle, we say it at the end. In fact, the Beis HaLevi points out, based on this Rabbeinu Yerucham, that we know there's a general halacha, which we paskin like, that we count, when do we begin counting Tzvira? We'd be counting Tzvira at night. Why do we count at night? Why not during the day? We don't blow the shofar until the day. We don't shake lulav until the day. Why are we counting so the answer is because the Torah says Tamimos Tiyana. So the famous Bahag that has a big chiddush we'll get into probably at a later time. But with the simple reading of the pasuk is Tamimos, you need a complete day. And therefore you need a complete day. So in Judaism, Vayehi Erev, Vayehi Bokir, Yom Echad. Judaism, the day begins at night. Yeah, we know the sun comes up in the morning, but the day begins at night. And therefore we need a full count, so hence, in fact, that's why at the end, that's why by Shavuot, even though generally speaking we have a mitzvah of Tosefes Yontif, of adding, we bring in Yontif early. But by Shavuot we don't do it because the discussion there, but for those who say you can't do it, it's because if you need Tamimus. You need, if you make it early, you'll be cutting out the Tamimus. So the luck is we count Tzvira. What happens if someone forgot to count Tzvira at night? So if he remembers during the day, he counts without a bracha. So you forget at night, you count the next day without a bracha, and then you can continue counting with a bracha. What happens if you miss a complete day, 24 hours? So then the pashtis is what the Salvechik has an interesting shot. It's not so simple. Not so simple that if you miss a day, you can't count anymore with a bracha, but that's the standard. That's the standard way it's understood. If you miss a day, you can't count anymore, and therefore you continue counting with a bracha. Because that's based on another Bahag. The Bahag writes, what does it mean to Mimus? You need 49 straight days. If you miss one day, it's over. Simple understanding of the Bahag is it's one big mitzvah, you can't be a widow pregnant, and therefore, once you miss the count, what's the point? You can't count anymore. So either way, so, assuming, you know, that is a simple pshat in the halakha, so comes along the Beit HaLevi, says, however, assuming you're going with this pshat, which is the standard pshat, that's only true if you miss during the week. you miss during the week. So then when I get to the end of the week, 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, I can still count with the bracha, because he's going with the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. You guessed it, that weeks are a different mitzvah than days. So therefore, you can rely on Rabbeinu Yerucham to continue counting since the Bahag is a debate, whether it's everyone disagrees with the Bahag, even though we passed him like him and looks like. Everyone else agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs, not one big mitzvah. But the Shulchan Aruch is kosher with Shita Tabahag, and therefore that's the classical minute. So the Beit Halevi comes along and says you can count weeks. So Salavetchik has a different Kiddush. He wants to say, really, we Paskin, really, it's a misunderstanding of the Bahag. Even the Bahag agrees it's 49 separate mitzvahs. He never says it. All he just says is, all the Bahag says, if you miss a complete day, you can't continue. Why is that? The Rav Salavetchik says, it's because of a different reason. You need a Sphira. In order to be considered a Sphira, it has to be 1, 2, 3, it has to be 26, 27. You can't go from 5, 8, 10, 12. That's not a count. You need a Maisa Sphira. And therefore, the reason he says that if you miss it, now you have to count during the day. You're not Yossi during the day, according to the Bahag. But you're only counting because you want to get to the next day. So he wants to say the Bahag really the Bahag itself is a Kiddush, but that's not. He minimizes the Kiddush, and he says that it only, even the Bahag reads it's one mitzvah, and it's 49 separate mitzvahs, and therefore, so the Machaber says not to make a bracha, because perhaps that's Gushi Tasson. The Machaber in general is very careful about extra brachas. That's why Svarim, women don't make a bracha in Zman Rama, because they can't say Vitzibano. Alright, what about Ashkenaz? We don't care about lying? No, we assume it's a generic Vitzibano. The Machok and the Gemara, we assume that you can make a bracha, but we assume women can make a bracha. We assume women can make a bracha on Vitzibano's Man Rama. So, that's what he points out. That the Machaber, he's always, because this sheet is like the Rambam, the Bracha of Atoa is an Issa Daraisa. Matosis seems to say it's only the Rabbanan. You say the Shahako and the Evigar is still true, God did create everything. So therefore, the Machaber is working with the Daraisa. So he says, you know what? We should Mahadir and follow the Mahag and don't continue with the Bracha. Where if Salavetchik is really a maker, I said we don't paskin that. We paskin every day is a different bracha. Every day is a different mitzvah. And therefore, you have to know your balabas. And if the person's a mentor, you get there. Because the problem is, if you tell someone, you know what? Don't worry, just continue counting without a bracha. Oh, I get it. You mean it doesn't count anymore. And it'll stop counting. So everyone agrees to chayav to count. There's no doubt. You are, every day you have to count without a bracha, no matter, according to everyone, whether you're making a bracha or not, you still have to count. The only thing is, because of the Bahag, perhaps you would make a bracha, so therefore, according to that, you can't make a bracha, so therefore, that's why they say, just count without a bracha, because she says the Bahag. But therefore, like the Gemara says, by Shmini Atzeret, Beisav Yasvina, Ruchil Mavachina. What happened? Everyone sits inside Shmini Atzeret. So he says you have to know your Balabat. If you tell someone they're not going to get it, you tell them to stop counting with the bracha, they're not going to count anymore, then Rav Salavetchik's opinion is, the might be a minority view, that it's better for them to count very, will be a very compelling shita to me, that it's better to count with the bracha, because really, we don't hold, we're not really a bracha about Torah anyway. Really, according to everyone we've shown them, and even according to Mahat, it's one big mitzvah. And therefore, you know, it's kind of like expect, you know, maybe the luck is right to Bahak, maybe it's not. And even if it is, so therefore, they point out that that's the Rosh Halavetic says that you continue counting without a bracha. And he says, but he agrees, but if not, that is the count with the bracha, does not count at all. What happens if you, so the stand of stock is you miss, so why not Gamina the way of salvation, or what's the difference if I say 49, everyone agrees, once I miss, well, luckily Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch says not to make a bracha. So what do you, let's assume I don't make a bracha. What's the, why not Gamina? Not Gamina would be as follows. If you assume the Bahab says it's one big mitzvah, so therefore, the question is, let's say I know I'm going to have a surgery in the middle of Sphira, I'll be out for over a day. Of course, it's a hypothetical, because you never know, so therefore you can count, because you don't know it's going to happen. But assuming you did know it's going to happen, the Navi came down and told you, you're not going to, Navi Mukhtar came down and you knew, or however you knew, it doesn't make a difference. So, should I continue? If I know I'm going to miss day 47, should I count the first 46 days or not? So, according to the standard understanding of the Baha'i, no, because what's the difference? It doesn't make a difference if you miss day 3 or day 48. You haven't done the mitzvah. However, according to the Salavachik, she said it makes a big difference. Each day you're getting a mitzvah. Only, every day is an independent mitzvah. It's just once you miss a day, you're lacking the serum. And that's why you can't count anymore. That's why, that's the discussion by an Oni. Can an Oni count serum? Because he's Pasim in our mitzvah. So, we know he's Pasim in mitzvah Asrei, but not from mitzvah Zvot Asrei. So, so, the question here, mitzvah is a mitzvah Asrei, so I think it's a note of Yehuda. He says, he has a chiddush, he says he can count without a bracha. What's the pshat? You're not allowed to do a mitzvah. So, for an Onan, you can't count the Torah as mitzvah. You're only counting to enable yourself to continue. So I'm counting, I'm doing a pula of counting to keep the serif. I'm not getting the mice of mitzvah. So therefore, an Onan counts to always shame mitzvah, but we shame counting. And therefore, the notes of Yudas, you know, working, that's how Rav Salavachik is working with this shita, therefore an Onan can count, therefore when you become Onan, you can continue counting with the bracha. So that's the yisod of Rav Salavachik and the brisker. And what happens if you're not sure if I counted last night? So if you're not sure if you counted last night, so it's a suffix, so the post can say, you can continue counting the next day with a bracha. Yeah, with a bracha. Why? Because it's a classic svek sveka. Double doubt. What's the double doubt? One doubt is, maybe I counted yesterday, maybe I did not. And even if I did not count yesterday, maybe it's 49 separate mitzvahs. So therefore, you can rely on the sex baker, and therefore you can continue counting with the bracha. That's the issue Machlokes Rishonim, the Raita, the Rabbanan, Rabbeinu Yerucha make the chiluk in between, and he says the days, the Raita, we not that Yosef has like Frank Svar to break up the Sira with the Omer in between. That's why we break up the Birkas Avos with Omer. The Raita, the Rabbanan, the Beis Halevi, days and weeks you can continue counting 7, 14, 21. That's the whole discussion with Salavashik. He even says that perhaps it's even true if you miss a day. But everybody agrees if it's a suffix, it's a classic spec fake. There's one last point on the Rambam. He says the Rambam holds it's the Raita. But he holds it's connected to the Karban Omer. So we said if you hold it's connected to the Karban Omer, then how could it be the Raita, because he said when we don't bring the Karban Omer. So the Rav Chaim has a famous piece that really the Gemara is older than Machol, because the Gemara Rishonim, the Rambam Shita is Kedushas HaMikdash, even though it got destroyed, Shechina Ina B'Teila. So therefore, the Rambam Shita is that it's Kedushas HaMikdash today. So really, I counted, with Manja Beis, I counted Sphira. I didn't bring the carbon over to the next day, so I counted with the intention I was going to bring the carbon over the next day. So what am I doing? There is Kedushas HaMikdash. According to the Rambam, you can bring carbonas today, in theory, if you work at all the technical details. So when I count Svira, I intend to bring the carbon omer in theory. Tomorrow, when I come tomorrow morning, technical reasons will prevent me. So the Rambam Shita is that really it's connected to the carbon, but I can bring carbonas with manas in theory, and therefore the Rambam can hold that. I don't know the Rambam holds it, the Omer and Hilchas Tamidim and stuff. That's the Rav Chaim, even though he holds his Daraita, he can still hold it connected to the Karban, because he holds in theory one can bring a Karban Omer today.